马太福音第十一章。
Let's read from Matthew 11.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew 11:28.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我们再读旧约的耶利米书。
Then let's turn to the Old Testament and Jeremiah.
耶利米书第十七章。
Jeremiah 17.
我们从第五节开始。
We'll start from verse 5.
耶和华如此说，倚靠人血肉的膀臂，心中离弃耶和华的，那人有祸了。
Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord.
因他必向沙漠的杜松不见福乐来到，却要住旷野干旱之处，无人居住的简地。
For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited.
倚靠耶和华。以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord.
他必像树，栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到，并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。谁能识透呢？
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
我耶和华是监察人心、试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他所做的结果报应他。
I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind.Even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings.
好，最后我们读希伯来书第三章。
And let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
第三章我们等等。从十五节开始好了。
Starting from verse 15.
经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
Well, it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
那时听见他话，惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的会众人吗？
For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses?
神四十年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？
Now with whom was he angry 40 years?Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness?
向 又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？
And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey?
这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。
So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
好，我想我们圣经就先念到这里，我们再有一点祷告。
Here ends our reading of the scripture. We'll have a word of prayer.
天父，我们心里实在充满了感谢和赞美。
Father in heaven, in our hearts is full of thankfulness.
因为今天你是我们依靠的永久的膀臂。
You indeed are everlasting arms.
在你里面，我们就享受完全的安息。
Because in you we really experience total rest.
在你里面，我们的心是何等的安稳。
In our hearts there is peace and rest.
我们实在是把满心的感恩和赞美来归给你。
Our hearts is full of thanksgiving and praises to you.
我们仰望你使用这一点点的时间。
We look to you to use this short time we have.
你借着你的灵将你的话向我们打开。
That through your spirit, your words will be open to us.
你带领我们都能够进入到你自己的安息的里面。
Lead us into your rest.
我们求主在这里让我们都能够把我们所有的重担都卸在主的脚前。
That indeed, Lord, we will lay all our heavy burdens before your feet.
每一个劳苦担重担的人都能来到主的面前。
Each one who's heavy laden will come to you, Lord.
都在你这里得享安息。
And that from you we will have rest.
我们仰望你在这里亲自的带领我们。
That Lord, we look to you that you yourself will lead us.
用你的恩典来托住我们。
And that your grace will sustain us.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
This is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 这个今天和弟兄姊妹交通一个大家都非常熟悉的题目。
Today I want to share with brothers and sisters a topic that is very familiar to all of us.
就是我们这些所有劳苦担重担的人都可以来到主这里。
That all ye who are heavy laden can come before the Lord.
能够来到主这里，主就使我们得安息。
And when we come before the Lord, he will give us rest.
刚才我们弟兄在领会的时候特别给我们看见这个安息这件事啊，这个跟这个世界上的人所领会的是完全不一样的。
Our brother mentioned that to have rest in the Lord is totally different from what the world wants, which is to live at ease.
事实上，在圣经里面的这个安息啊，实在说来，在世界上是没有的。
Actually, the rest that the Bible talks about is not available in the world.
这个英文呢不大容易翻译的，因为它只能翻成 rest， 就休息嘛。
In the English, it's harder to translate because we always say rest as if you're just resting.
但是安息啊，又不是休息。
But resting is not just like to relax or take off.
这个安息啊，太奇妙了。
Rest is very wonderful.
如果我们来查考圣经的话
，If we study the Bible，
我们发现安息哈，它是一个非常重要的一个启示。
We discover that rest is a very important revelation from the Lord.
它启示出这个救恩的这一个奇妙。
It reveals the wonder of salvation.
启示出救恩的原则。
It reveals the principle of salvation.
我们今天看见说，神他的救恩啊，是让我们在他里面享受安息。
We see that today God gives us salvation is for us to be able to rest in Him.
我们是先安息，然后我们再释放。
We have to rest first and then serve out of rest.
就好像神起初这个恢复天地啊，恢复他所造的，然后呢，你看见说用了六天在那里恢复以后。到了第六天造了人。
It is like how the Lord recovered the heaven and the earth where he used 6 days for creation. And then on the sixth day, he created man.
那么人在地上过的头一天就是安息，安息日。
And the first day that man experienced on earth is the Sabbath day.
所以你看见人在地上生活的头一天呢，就是安息日。
And so the first day that man experienced on earth is the day of Sabbath, the day of rest.
这个我们的始祖亚当夏娃，他们是先安息的。
Our forefather Adam and Eve, they first rested.
他们是在安息中呢，在那里遵行神的命令。
They follow the command of the Lord out of rest.
所以安息这件事啊，像刚才弟兄所这个领会的时候所说的，这个安息啊，它绝不是安逸。
And that's why, when our brother was leading the song, he mentioned that rest is different from ease.
不是这个懒惰躺平。
It is not to be lazy and not do anything.
也不是所谓的休息
，and it is not even relaxing。
我们刚才读这个希伯来书第三章的里啊，我们看见安息这件事啊，它特别说出神救恩的目的。
And when we read Hebrews chapter 3, it shows us the purpose of salvation in rest。
因此呢，我们知道神他们神拯救以色列百姓，把他们从埃及拯救出来。
We saw how God saved the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后把他们带出埃及，经过大而可畏的旷野。
He led them out of Egypt through the great wilderness.
要把他们带进迦南美地。
And he wants to lead them into the beautiful land of Canaan.
如果不进到迦南，就没有实现神拯救他们的目的。
If they don't go into Canaan, then it does not reach the purpose of God's salvation.
而在希伯来书第三章里特别告诉我们说，进入迦南是什么意思呢？
And then in Hebrews 3, it specifically tells us what it means to go into Canaan.
他这里讲到是进入安息。
It means to enter into rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现这件事是非常奇妙的一件事。
And so, brothers and sisters, you find that this is such a wonderful thing.
这个安息啊，原来是神他恢复啊，他拯救我们，要把我们恢复到一个地步，拯救到一个地步，把我们带进他自己的安息里面。
And so it shows us that God saved us.To recover us and to bring us into rest.
这一个安息就说到基督的丰富。
And this rest speaks of the abundance and fullness of Christ.
这一个安息就说到神救恩的目的。
The rest speaks of the purpose of God's salvation.
所以我们看见说人所谓的堕落是什么意思？
And so we also see what it means by the fall of man.
你发现人堕落哈，实在说来，他是从安息日掉下去了。
When man fell from rest.
人是好像这个主耶稣在地上的时候啊， 这个曾经在安息日治病。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he healed a person in the Sabbath day.
他们这些犹太人，他们就怒气填胸了，他们说主耶稣犯了安息日了。
And then the Jews were very angry with the Lord Jesus that he has done something wrong in the Sabbath.
主耶稣就跟他们讲，你们中间啊，有谁啊，你们的牛或者驴，如果在安息日掉到了井里面，不立时把他们拉上来呢？
And the Lord asked them, if you have an ox,or a donkey, and fell into a hole, who would not save the donkey or the ox during the Sabbath?
有没有哪一个驴跟牛掉到井里，等他们聚完会再去把它拉上来？有没有这样的人？
If you have a donkey or an ox and fell into a deep well, who will wait until the end of a meeting to save the animals?
我要先敬拜神。
I will worship the Lord first.
等我敬拜神完了，薄饼聚会完了，我再把牛跟驴拉上来。
After I worship the Lord, after the breaking of the bread meeting, then I'll go and pull out the ox or the donkey.
主说，人都是立刻就把那个牛跟驴从井里面拉上来。
The Lord said, No, you will immediately save those animals out of that deep well.
那人今天说实在的，实在说来，从神的安息掉下去了。
And today, in reality, man has fell from the rest of God.
掉到了最终。
Man has fell into sin.
掉到了仇敌的网罗里面。
Man has fell into the snare of the enemy.
我们的主岂不立刻要把我们拉上来吗？
Of course, the Lord wants to immediately save us and lift us out of that.
我们的主他就亲自来到地上，要把我们从最终拯救出来。
And so the Lord come to earth to save us out of sin.
他要把我们拯救到一个地步，恢复到起初那一个神向着我们的心意。
And to save us and recover us back to the original purpose of God.
安息是神起初向人的心意。
Rest is the original purpose of God toward man.
你发现安息是一个非常奇妙、非常奇妙的一种状态。
And rest is such a wonderful state.
它不是消极的休息。
It is not a very negative sort of thing that you just want to be off of work.
前一段时间呢，我这个休息了两天。
While ago, I took off for 2 days.
因为我这个有一点的伤啊，这个受了一点伤，然后我就在这个床上休息了两天。
Because I hurt myself, and so I rested on the bed.
但我可以跟大家做见证，我一点安息都没有。
And I can testify that I don't have real rest.
因为我这么躺着不舒服，那么躺着也不舒服。
Because no matter what position I was on the bed, it was not comfortable.
虽然我在休息，但是没有安息。
So even though outwardly I seem to be resting, but there's no real rest.
安息是一个非常积极的状态。
Actually, rest.It's a very active sort of state.
我们知道这安息是什么呢？安息好，是忙而不乱。
Rest is even if you're busy, but there's no turmoil inside of you.
忙，这个安息不是没有事情做。
Resting doesn't mean you have nothing to do.
安息啊，它是忙而不乱。
Resting is in the midst of your busyness, there's no confusion or turmoil within.
多而不烦。
And you are not bothered.
多而不烦，多呢就是这个很 many， 并不烦躁。
Okay, yeah, there, you have a lot of stuff, you know, but you're not bothered by it.
你有很多的责任，但是不重。
You have a lot of responsibility, but it's not heavy for you.
痛而不苦。
It is painful, but it's not a bitter or suffering for you.
有灾但没害。
There is a storm, but there's no hurt.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是非常奇妙的一件事。
So it is a very amazing thing.
这个是在地上没有的事情。
This is not available to the world.
弟兄姊妹，这只有蒙恩得救的人才会享受的。
This is only available to those who are saved by grace.
只有在基督里才有可能的事情。
And it is only possible in Christ.
这是非常奇妙的一件事。
And so it is such a wonderful thing.
所以圣经告诉我们说，这个安息它是力量。
So the Bible says that rest is strength.
你们得救在乎归回安息，得力在乎平静安稳。
And so when you're saved, you return to rest and peace.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现这个安息啊，生命才能增长。
It is in rest that your life can grow.
你知道，在这个，我现在是在这个德国这边啊，在所谓的这个还没有很北边啊。但是你再往北走，你北欧的那些人呢，你发现他们的孩子长得都特别高。
Right now I'm residing in Germany and north of us in Northern Europe, you found that the kids, they grow very tall.
他们晒的太阳很少的。
There's not a lot of sunlight over there.
啊，他们有个太阳，他们都珍贵的不得了。
They treasure sunlight.
然后他们花很多的钱去晒一点的太阳。
And they are willing to pay a great price just to be under the sun.
但你发现他们的孩子长得特别高，平均年龄啊，不，平均身高，我就是高很多，高很多。
And the average height is really tall.
因为什么？因为他们睡觉很多。
Why? Because they sleep a lot.
因为你知道这边等到冬天的时候啊，基本上全是黑天。
Because up north, you have very long night.
在冬天的时候啊，你可以真的是一天24小时可以睡下去的，没问题的。
In the winter, you could sleep like 24 hours.
所以你看他们真的是在安息中真的长得特别好。
And so they grow really well in rest.
我都觉得很奇怪，我说在赤道那边那个晒的天天都太阳晒的很多，都长得很矮的。
And you discover people who live close to equator that when the where the sun is really hot, they don't grow a lot.
因为他们没有多少时间可以睡觉的。
Because they don't really have much time to sleep.
因为我觉得这个安息太奇妙了。
And so this rest is so amazing.
神的家如果没有安息，断不得建立。
And so, if there's no rest in the house of God, it cannot be built.
只有安息，神的家才能真正的被建立。
Only in rest that the house of God can really be built.
讨神喜悦的侍奉，都是在安息中的侍奉。
The service that is pleasing to the Lord is to serve out of rest.
因为凡是没有安息的侍奉，实在说来都是依靠人血肉的绑臂。
Because service that is not out of rest is actually depending on the strength of man.
血肉的绑臂断不得安息。
The arm of the flesh and blood.Does not have rest.
只有依靠那永久的膀臂，那才能够有真正的力量，真正的安息。
Only if you depend on the great everlasting arm of the Lord, then you will have rest.
只有这样的侍奉才能够讨主的喜悦。
And only this kind of service is really pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们看见仇敌他一直在做一件非常邪恶的事。
And that's why we find out that the enemy is doing one very evil thing.
他就让人从安息里掉下去。
What he does is to let man fall out of rest.
他借着谎言把人从安息里推下去。
Using lies, he push a person out of rest.
你看今天这个世界完全失去了安息。
You see, today, in this world, it has completely lost the rest.
连不信主的人都告诉我们说他们感觉到好像他们太浮躁了。
Even unbelievers, they tell us that they're all up in turmoil inside.
他们根本不懂得什么叫做安息，根本不懂得。
They don't know what is rest.
他们只懂得什么叫卷，什么叫做外卷，什么叫内卷。
All they know is inward turmoil, outward turmoil.
他们不懂得安息。
They do not know rest.
整个的人生好像就好像一个脱缰的人野马一样，好像毫无目的的在那里狂奔。
So they are like wild horses, just running without direction.
这个世界告诉人说，你赚得全世界。赔上自己的性命是值得的。
The world tells men that it is worth it to gain the whole world and lose your life.
我们在这个地方啊，我们有那个有一个很有名的这个中国的一个公司，它是真的相当有名，它总部就在我们这边。
There is a big company here, and it's very famous, and the headquarters is here in our place.
你知道在他们那个公司里面，因为他们告诉这些员工们说，赚得全世界，赔上性命是值得的。
They told their employee, it is worth it to give up your life to gain the world.
他们中间有好几位三十几岁的员工啊，就是在工作台上就走掉了。
They have employees who are only in their 30s and they died in their work.
他们觉得太值得了。
And they feel it's so worth it.
其实他们还没得到全世界。
They have not even gained the whole world.
其实就得到了几张股票而已。
All they have is maybe a few stocks.
他们把性命都赔上去了。
But they gave up their life for that.
哦，这个公司告诉他们这是值得的。
And the company tells them that that's worth it.
因此，你发现仇敌今天用许多许多谎言。
And so today, the enemy used a lot of lies.
甚至让神的儿女也卷到这里面去。
And even children of God are being deceived by these lies.
我们这边遇到有一些这个年轻的这个弟兄姊妹。
We have encountered young brothers and sisters.
他说他的一个目的哈、啊、是他忘了几岁了，忘了好像是40岁的时候要 financial free.
They want to be financially free when they reach the year 40 years old.
他说如果能够在40岁以前达到 financial free,这是他人生的目的。
Their life goal is to be financially free at the age of 40.
所以你就看见说他就从那个安息里面掉下去了。
And so you see that they have fallen from the position of rest.
日过一日就开始忧郁起来。
And so they start to worry.
甚至到了一个地步就成为那个劳苦担重担的人。
And then to the point that they become very heavy labor and heavy laden.
弟兄姊妹，你发现仇敌的诡计就是让全世界所有的人都成为劳苦担重担的人。
You see, the enemy's scheme is to let everyone in the world to be labored and heavy laden.
因为当人成为劳苦担重担的人的时候，神的旨意就没有办法成就在他教会里面。
Because when you become one who labor and are heavy laden, then the purpose of God cannot be fulfilled in you.
感谢主，我们的主他来拯救我们。
But thank the Lord that He came and saved us.
我们的主他说，凡劳苦担重担的都可以到我这里来。
But the Lord said to us that all you who labor and are heavy laden, you can come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
哦，这实在是太大的福音。
This is the great gospel.
弟兄姊妹，神的拯救还不仅仅是这个让我们好像这个从罪中救出来。
The salvation of God is not just to save us out of sin.
不仅仅是享受一点救恩的快乐。
Not only to experience a little joy of the salvation.
还要一直把我们拯救到一个地步，恢复到一个地步，能够进到那一个安息的里面。
But he wants to save and recover us to the point that we can enter into his rest.
这个我想这个今天呢，我们每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
Today, each and every one of us who are saved by faith.
我们需要来经历主使我们的重担得以脱落。
We have to experience how the Lord let us lay down our heavy burden.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是一个劳苦担重担的人，
If we are one who labor and is heavy laden,
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法让神的旨意能够通行在我们身上。
We cannot allow the Lord to have his purpose fulfilled in us.
我们没有办法在这里成为主耶稣基督的见证。
And we cannot be the testimony of Christ here.
教会的见证是安息。
Because the testimony of the church is rest.
丁总，这是非常奇妙的一件事。
This is such a wonderful and amazing thing.
所以我想这个，我想我也只是这个借着这一个主的话语啊，可能讲一点点这个初心造用的内容。
And through the word of the Lord, maybe share a little bit on the basic foundation.
我想对于我们一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女来讲，我们身上大概其应该有三方面的重担，可能有三方面的重担。
So for us who have been saved by grace, maybe we have three aspects of being heavy laden.
首一个就是罪的重担。
First is the burden of sin.
第二个呢就是生活的重担。
The second is the burden of daily living.
第三方面呢，就是所谓圣洁的重担。
And the third is the burden of being sanctified.
圣洁的重担怎么说呢
？Or holy?、
啊、对，好吧，这 holy 好了。这个实在是大概一些这样简单的分呢，可能我们神儿女。这个要脱离重担呢，大概应该有这三个方面。
So, in order for us to lay down our heavy burden, there are three aspects to it.
我想最基本的一个经历就是这个罪的重担得以脱落。
So, the most basic one is to have the burden of sin be laid down.
弟兄姊妹，这件事虽然非常的基本。
Even though this thing is foundational,
但是这件事却马虎不得。
But this is a very important thing, and you cannot be careless about it.
我们看见当在这一方面在经历上有缺少的，或者是在这方面是很肤浅或者很马虎的。
If you're very shallow or very careless with regard to this thing,
你发现在属灵的道路上没有办法往前去。
You will discover that you cannot go ahead in the spiritual thing.
因此我们看见说，其实很多时候一个神的儿女他不能够完全的奉献，他不能够这样好好的跟随主，事实上他生命中的难处很多时候都是最基本最基本的一些难处。
You discover that sometimes for children of God, if they cannot consecrate themselves and if they cannot go forward, the problem lies in a very basic thing.
其实关于罪的重担得以脱落这件事，我想是我们每一个神的儿女多多少少都应该有经历的。
This to lay down this burden of sin should be something that we all have some experience of.
我想这件事情呢，我们盼望主在这一方面呢，实在是不放过我们，我们也不放过我们自己。
And we pray that the Lord will not let us go easily on this, and we would not let ourselves go easy on this.
我记得这个从前呢，这个年长弟兄呢，他们这个在这方面呢，做的见证呢，给我印象很深的。
In the past, brothers have testified on this thing, and they leave a deep impression on me.
这个有一个这个弟兄呢，他做见证的时候，他说他这个在那个时代啊，他是在这个基督教的这个学校里读书的。
A brother testified that he used to be in a Christian school.
所以呢，那个在这个基督教学校里面读书呢，到了一定的程度啊，到了一定的时候啊，他们都要受尽的。
And because they were in this Christian school, when they reach a certain point, they all have to be baptized.
当然，他们要受尽谈话。
And of course, they will have like an interview before they baptize.
当他去受尽谈话的时候啊，这个他觉得他讲的都是错的。
And so when they have this talk before he's baptized, he felt that all he said were wrong.
但是呢，那一个这个负责这个受尽谈话的这个前面的弟兄呢，就觉得说你凑合及格了，可以了，你可以去受尽了。
But the brother felt like, oh, you have passed, you can be baptized.
所以他说他受浸，他都不知道为什么要受浸。
And for this brother, he thought, you know, I don't understand why I have to be baptized.
所以糊里糊涂就做了基督徒了。
And so in a very careless way, he became a Christian.
所以呢，这个就开始过所谓的基督徒的生活。
And he kind of started to live a so-called Christian life.
他是一个很乖的孩子。
He is a very well-behaved child.
这个每一个主日都去聚会，差不多是能，只要是这个能去的全都去了。
And so he goes to Sunday meeting every week.
但是基本上都是从头睡到尾。
But then when he's there, he really was sleeping from the beginning to the end.
那么这他说他上大学的时候啊，这个就换了这个地方了，所以就去了一个从前没有去过的一个聚会。
And so when he went to college, he go to a different place and go to a different meeting.
那天的那个聚会啊，请了一个传道人。
And that day, the meeting, they invited a servant of the Lord.
那个传道人在上面讲道的时候啊，就讲主耶稣啊为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And that day, he preached that the Lord died for our sin on the cross.
他说主耶稣为了你的罪死在十字架上。
And he said that the Lord, because of your sin, was crucified and died on the cross.
那个指头啊就指到他。
And the finger was pointing to this brother.
那个聚会没有几个人呢，他回头一看，后面没有人。
And there were not many people in the meeting, and he was looking at around, and there was nobody in his back.
他为什么要指我呢？
thought, why is he pointing to me?
他越看着那个传道人的那个指头就越指他。
And the more he looked around, the preacher pointed his finger on him.
一直想，主耶稣为你的罪死在十字架上。
And keep on saying, the Lord Jesus died for your sin on the cross.
那是一个从小长大是一个非常乖的一个孩子。
He was a very well-behaved child since he was young.
他说我没有罪啊。
He thought to himself, I have no sin.
别人有罪，主耶稣为他们的罪死在十字架上，主耶稣他不需要为我的罪死在十字架上。我没有罪。
Other people sin. I have no sin. The Lord died for other people, but I don't have sin.
他就心里面很难过，这怎么能指着我呢？
And so he was very bothered. Why is he pointing to me?
然后他回去啊，他这个回到这个宿舍里面呢，晚上啊，他就在那里想说，他那个指头为什么要指我呢？
And when he went back to the dorm that night, he kept thinking, why is he pointing his finger to me?
我真的有罪吗？
Do I have sin? Do I sin?
他就在那里，好像是不是头一次跟主耶稣这样祷告，还是怎样？他就跟主耶稣祷告，说我有什么罪啊？
And maybe this is the first time he ever prayed. He said to the Lord, what sin do I have?
当他开口祷告的时候啊，这个主就让他想起一个罪来。
And then when he started praying like so, the Lord made bring to remembrance a sin.
哦，他说我原来我真的有罪啊，我这不过就一个罪就是了。然后他就承认，他说这是我的罪，我就犯了这一个罪。
And he said, "Oh yes, oh I have one sin."
然后他就承认他这个罪。
And then he confessed and admitted to having this sin.
他还没承认完呢。这个主让他想起又好几个罪在他里面。
But even before he finished it, the Lord brought to remembrance more sins.
他一直在那里承认，一直在那里这个认罪。
And then he kept on confessing, admitting to his sins.
圣灵在那里一直感动。
And then the Holy Spirit kept convicting him.
看见他从头顶到脚掌真的是满了罪。
And then truly from head to toe, he's full of sin.
真的是个罪孽深重的一个人。
And he's really one who's burdened with sin.
他跟主祷告说，主我谢谢你，你的血是为我流的，你在十字架上为我的罪，你死在了十字架上。
He said to the Lord, truly, you died on the cross for my sin. You shed your blood for my sin.
他里面真的是充满了喜乐。
And then truly, he was filled with joy.
那个是他说的，那个是大家都已经熟睡了，都过了半夜了。那一个晚上啊，就被这一个喜乐呀充满了。
And at that time, it was in the middle of the night, but he was full of joy.
不仅他看见自己是这么多的罪，而且那一天晚上他所有罪的重担全都脱落了。
And so he saw he was full of sin, but then this whole burden of sin fell from him.
从那天开始，他发现他在去听到的时候，好像每句话都是对他讲。
And then when he go back and listen to messages, it's like the Lord is speaking to him.
他觉得主耶稣太可爱了。
And how lovely is our Lord Jesus.
人说到主耶稣的名字，他眼泪就流下来。
And just by mention of the name of the Lord Jesus, he was full of tears.
他这个，他去聚会，从前呢，都是恐怕都是坐在最后一排的。
And in the past, he would sit at the back during a meeting.
这个罪担从他身上脱落以后啊，哎呀，他整个的人呢，真的是充满了力量。
But after that burden of sin has rolled away from him, he was full of strength.
他说他里面真的天天欢喜快乐。
And every day he was rejoicing.
真的好像诗歌所说呀，这个喜乐愁一往昏，如海涛之滚滚。
And truly, just like the song says that the joy like billows roll.
因此呢，这不是每一个人的经历都是这样。
Well, not everyone have exact experience.
我们都听过有的年长弟兄的经历，他明明知道自己是一个罪孽很深重的一个人。
We have heard of elder brothers' testimony that they know they are full of sin.
而且他这个参加福音聚会啊，跑到前面去认罪悔改很多次了。
And they run forward and to the, when there's a gospel meeting and they have confessed many times.
而且在众人面前流泪认罪悔改啊。And
even before people, they full of tears, they confess their sin.
但是重担没有脱落。But
then the heavy laden never rolled away from them.
弟兄姊妹，神圣灵在每个人身上做的不一样。Truly,
the work of the Holy Spirit is very unique in each and every one of us.
在有的人身上，当他看见自己浑身都是罪的时候，他一向主承认，马上这个罪担就一下子就脱落了。Or
some, when they see that they're full of sin and they confess and admit immediately that heavy laden of heart was released and the heavy burden of sin roll away.
但在有的弟兄的生命的经历里面，他都认罪了，也悔改了，怎么这个重担一直压在心头？
But for other brothers, after they have confessed and repented, but the heaviness of that sin is still on them.
弟兄姊妹，但是这个罪担从身上脱落是必须的。But
that burden of sin to roll away is definitely you need to have that.
如果不是罪担从我们身上脱落的话，弟兄姊妹，你会发现在属灵上是没有路的。If
you don't have this heavy laden burden of sin roll away, you cannot go forward in spiritually.
我们可以在道理上非常的清楚。You
can understand the doctrine in a very clear way.
真理好像你都可以把它背下来。And
you can memorize the truth.
但是你在神面前，好像那个罪的重担一直压在你的心头。But
then you still feel that heaviness of that sin still on you.
我想我们中间有很多都去这个西安特会，你们听年长弟兄做见证讲过好多次了，我也听过好多次，我每次听的我都很受感动。
I'm sure you have heard of our other brother's testimony in WCCC many times, and every time I'm very touched by that.
因为到最后，他是因为把信心放在那个主的话语上。It
is when he put his faith on the word of the Lord.
当他感到这个重担从他身上脱落的时候，他非常的喜乐。
And when that heavy burden rolled away from him, he really had that joy.
那么带领他得救的弟兄跟他说，你怎么知道你得救了？And
then the brother who led him to Christ said, how do you know you are saved?
他说，因为我感觉重担脱落了。And
he said, because I felt that the heavy burden is rolled away.
那弟兄就摇头。
And then the brother said,
然后弟兄就说，乃是因着神的话语，这就对了。But
then our brother changed his answer, and he said it is because the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们依靠的是那永久的膀臂。What
we are dependent on is that everlasting arm.
主的话是永久的膀臂。
The word of God is that everlasting.
主的宝血是永久的膀臂。
And the blood of the Lord is that everlasting arm.
你知道在耶利米书十七章那里，我从前我只读这个前面几节，我因为前面几节太好了，因为我读到这一个依靠耶和华那么有福气，对吧？然后叶子又清脆，又结果子，我把这段都把它背下来，我觉得这一段对我帮助太大了。
In the past, when I read Jeremiah 17, I was very caught up with the beginning verses because it's so good. You know, like, blessed is this man, and then he's like a tree planted by the waters.
但是后面啊，以后我在读的时候，你就读圣经了，你还要读上下文的。
And when you're reading the Bible, you have to read the beginning verses, you have to read the end, you have to read all of them in context.
啊，第八节我真的欢喜得不得了，当旱之年都毫无挂虑，结果不止啊。
I was very happy to read verse 8 because it says that its leaf will be green, it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
可是第九节什么意思啊？
But then what is verse 9?
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
弟兄姊妹，我发现在这一个倚靠耶和华这件事，倚靠永久膀臂这件事上，
With regard to this thing about trusting the Lord, trusting the everlasting arms.
很多时候人里面有诡诈的。
There is deceit in men.
我们这个遇到有的这一个他说他是信主的人。
We have met people who said they have believed in the Lord.
但你知道他还在被罪恶捆绑。
But you know they're still bound by sin.
他自己也说他的生活里是被罪捆绑的。
And they admitted that in their life, in their living, they're bound by sin.
我们跟他说你需要来到主耶稣面前，要让主耶稣使你的罪的重担从你身上脱落，你要从这个罪的捆绑中得释放。
And we tell them that you have to come before the Lord, that the burden of sin will roll away and the bondage of sin will be broken.
他们说他求了。
And they said, we have asked for that.
我倚靠了。
And I have trusted.
我倚靠了永久的膀臂。
I have trusted that everlasting arms.
但是呢，它不 work. 这个德语叫做风从面逆袭。这个英文叫做 doesn't work， 这没有果效。
But he said we've done all this, but it does not work. There's no fruit.
后来我们知道，他一面要想罪的重担从他身上脱落。
Then we discovered that on one hand, he really wants that heavy burden of sin to be rolled away.
因为让他里面真的是坐卧不安，真的让他没有安息的。
Because that burden really make him not be able to rest.
但是另外一面，他仍然要享受最终之乐。
But on the other hand, he still want to experience the pleasure of sin.
弟兄姊妹，人心诡诈到了极处。
The heart is deceitful above all else.
一面我们盼望罪的重担从我们身上脱落。
On one hand, we want that heavy burden of sin to be rolled away from us.
但如果我们里面还要享受那个最终之乐，弟兄姊妹，你发现你经历不到那一个永久的膀臂。
But if you still want that pleasure of sin, then you cannot experience the rest of the everlasting arm.
你发现你的见证好像沙漠的杜松。
And your testimony is like but the sand.
好像这个住在沙漠的杜松啊，不见福乐，而且是在旷野，在这个碱地里边冒的都是苦水。
And it would be like you're in the desert which is very dry, and then all it comes out is bitter water.
所以我们发现在这一个自己的重担和脱落这件事，人心有诡诈的。
And so we discovered that even when a man said that he wants this burden of sin to be rolled away, but the problem is there's deceit in the heart.
我自己在这件事上也是很多时候也 在那个时候 我后来发现我里面也有诡诈的。
In my own experience, I discovered that at that time, even my own heart has deceit.
因为我是盼望真的经历那个罪的重担从我身上脱落。
Because I do indeed want to experience that the burden of sin.
我要依靠那永久的膀臂。
And I want to depend on that great and everlasting arm.
但是我里面还一面还要去依靠人血肉的膀臂。
But secretly in my heart, I'm still depending on the flesh and blood, the arm of the flesh and blood.
有两件事是我常常依靠的。
There are two things that I depend on.
头一件事就是好的感觉。
First is good feeling.
有的时候我觉得真的主很爱我。
Sometimes I feel, oh, the Lord really loves me.
今天这个去聚会的时候，每个弟兄姊妹都握我的手。
Today I go to the meeting and everybody shake my hand.
然后我这个礼拜每一件事好像都觉着做到了主的要求。
And then this week, it seems that everything I did was according to what the Lord wants.
好像我开车的时候啊，好像一路上都是绿灯。
And when I'm driving, all the way was green light.
有的时候啊，这个因为这个起床起晚了，要去聚会，这个好像这一路上没遇见一个红灯啊，还准时到了聚会地方。你看看这感觉好不好？
Well, you see, like you're already late for the meeting, but then all the way, you never hit a red light. It's all green, and so you are not late for the meeting.
Oh, 我真的觉得主太爱我了。
And so when this thing happened, you feel, oh, the Lord loves me.
然后我觉得这个重担一定是脱落了。
And so I feel, oh, definitely that burden of sin has been rolled away.
可是过了几天以后啊，感觉不好。
But then after a few days, things are not going well.
我发现好像主不与我同在了。
I feel the Lord is not with me.
我觉得处处事事全都遇见烦心的事儿。
Because everything is not going right.
甚至好像就好像形容的，好像连喝个凉水都要塞牙缝一样。
If there's no cold water to refresh me,
就是反正就什么事都觉得说都不对都对了。
So everything is not going well.
所以就觉得说，哎呀，这个我根本就是一个灰暗圣徒啊。
And so I feel that I'm a saint in darkness.
我不知道你们有没有唱过那首诗歌，里面有一个叫“灰暗圣徒无处藏身”还是“无处容身”呢
？I don't know if you have seen that song that we're like saints but we're in kind of darkness.
你知道那个时候啊，我进到聚会里面那一段时间，弟兄姊妹常常选这首诗歌。
But then brothers and sisters are picking that song with that phrase.
每一次弟兄姊妹都是进场，这灰暗圣徒无处容身呐。
And so brothers and sisters kept singing, that the saints were in darkness.
我说这不是专门给我唱的吗
？And I said, isn't this song for me?
你这哪有伤口你就踩哪里，我告诉你。
And so it always happens when you have a wound, it seems like people add, hurt to injury.
这个就是你怎么难过怎么讨你。
And so if you have pain here, you know, it seems that that's where they target you.
所以每一次进到聚会里，我说我这个灰暗性都藏在哪里呢？
And so I'm like, oh, you know, where am I hiding this? I'm in darkness.
弟兄姊妹，我在不知不觉在倚靠人血肉的膀臂。
And so unbeknownst to me, I'm actually depending on the arms of flesh and blood.
而且有的时候我倚靠我自己的行为。
And I'm also depending on all my own merit and action.
哦，如果这个礼拜每个聚会都参加了。
If I'm able to join all the meetings this week.
每一天的经文我都觉得都好像有亮光。
And every verse that I read is full of light.
这个星期我还带了两个福音朋友。
And then I even led two gospel friends to the meeting.
哎呦，我觉得是真的是一定讨主喜悦了。
And I feel, oh, definitely I'm pleasing the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现那一个罪的重担从你身上没有脱落。
But actually, that burden of sin has not rolled away from you.
到了夜深人静的时候。
When in the middle of the night and everything is quiet,
当你来到主面前祷告的时候，
when you come before the Lord to pray,
哦，许许多多你所做的、你所说的，让你觉得你根本就无地自容啊。
And you suddenly remember what you have said, what you have done, and you couldn't face all those things.
我里面充满了忧愁。
Then I'm full of sadness in me.
我说主，你的恩典这么大，都救了这么多人，怎么到我这就变成了灰暗圣徒呢？
I said, Lord, your grace has saved so many. Why is it when it comes to me, it's only darkness?
感谢主，有一天我在那里祷告的时候。
But thank the Lord, one day when I was praying,
主的话进到里面。
The word of the Lord entered into me.
不再定罪了。
It's not a word of condemnation.
不再定罪了。
There's no condemnation.
我不再定罪了。
I'm not going to condemn you.
我里面真的是释放啊。
And there's freedom in me.
我那个罪的重担从我的生命中出去了。
Because that burden of sin has gone out of me.
弟兄姊妹，不是说我以后就不犯罪了，不是这意思，还有很多时候有软弱。
It doesn't mean that I'm never going to sin anymore. There is
still. 但是那一个罪的重担真的从你生命中滚出去了。
But that burden of sin is really rolled away from you.
哇，真的是那个释放让我这整个人欢喜的不得了。
And that release really gave me joy.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得在基督徒属灵的生命的经历的里面。
In the experience, spiritual experience of Christians.
我发现越是最基本的属灵经历，我觉得对于神的儿女呢越是紧要。
The more basic the spiritual experience, the more important it is.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前绝不能够在这件事上马虎。
We cannot be careless with this thing before the Lord.
如果在这件事上我们是马马虎虎的，我们一定要补课的。
If we're careless, then we cannot go on.
道理没有用的。
Doctrines are not going to be useful.
外面的光鲜亮丽没有用的。
Outward things are not going to help you.
里面需要得释放。
You have to have that release and freedom.
劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
All who labor and are heavy laden, you can come to me and I will give you rest.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣使我们的罪的重担得以脱落，让我们完全的得到释放。
The Lord can really release us from the heavy laden heart of sin.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太荣耀了。
And this is such a glorious thing.
所以我们看见说，在基督徒属灵生命当中，最最基本的一件事，就是罪的重担从我们身上脱落了。
And so the most basic thing for us Christian is that the burden of sin be rolled away from us.
对不起，好像我在这里只是在讲出现造就哈，下面我们讲的稍微多一点。
Maybe you feel this is too basic, but we'll go on from here.
第二个重担呢，就是生活的重担。
The second burden is the burden of daily living.
哎呀，这个生活的重担实在是让我们神的儿女常常失去安息的。
This burden of daily living always robs us of rest.
我们都知道我们要信靠主。
We know we have to trust the Lord.
但是你发现人心，对不起，不是说你们，说我自己，你或者说这我们经历的，人心真的有的时候很诡诈。
But truly, I'm not even talking about you, also me. Like there is deceit in our heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们都跟主祷告的，没有问题的。
We always pray to the Lord. There's no question about that.
但是耶和华是不是可靠是另外一件事。
But really, it's trustworthy. That's another thing.
所以你看这个十七章这里面啊，他讲到说倚靠耶和华，这个没问题，我们都倚靠耶和华。
Here it says the man who trusts in the Lord. We feel that's no problem. We trust the Lord.
第七节说倚靠耶和华，我相信这个都没问题。
I feel there's no problem. It says, men who trust in the Lord, we trust in him.
但后面说以耶和华为可靠的，有的时候是有问题的。
But then the problem lies in this last phrase is that those whose hope is in the Lord.
大家都知道雅各的故事，对吧？他倚靠耶和华，他祷告的没有问题。
We know the story of Jacob. He trusts the Lord.
但是呢，他看见他哥哥带了400个壮丁来了以后啊，祷告归祷告，计划归计划。
But when he saw the brother Esau came with 400 men, then he is different. You know, he can still be praying, but he has a plan.
他在那里做好了逃跑的各种各样的准备。
He prepared how to escape for himself.
他跟神祷告的非常属灵的。你的应许，还有列祖，还有讲话讲的，还把神夸了一下。
His prayer is very spiritual. Talks about his forefathers, how he grabbed onto the Lord.
然后他就在底下在这里做了很多的安排。
But then he also make a lot of arrangements himself.
我记得这个曾经啊，在这个你知道我们原来是住在 Houston。
We used to live in Houston.
这个 Houston 地方你们都知道，那个地方有飓风。
There's hurricane in Houston.
有一次那个飓风叫 Rita.
One time there's a hurricane called Rita.
然后那个报纸的标题啊，就是 All eyes turn to Rita.
And then you see the headline says All eyes turn to Rita.
我一看我是错了 All eyes turn to Jesus.
I said, this is wrong. It should be all eyes turn to Jesus.
为什么 all eyes turn to Rita 呢?
Why is it all eyes turn to Rita?
因为那个飓风听说是好像那个能力好像相当于5个原子弹。
Because the energy from this hurricane is like 5 atomic bombs.
哎呀呀，那么那个时候我就是看见那个时候我们弟兄们就在一起祷告，就是说看看我们怎么安排。
And so brothers are praying together and see how we're going to deal with this.
因为我们中间有很多有小小孩，他们需要这个，你知道在停水停电的时候是很不方便，所以我们需要把他们送到比较安全的比较远的地方。
Because among us we have brothers sisters with little kids andthey have to be sent away to in a better place where there's less disruption of electricity and water.
所以那个时候弟兄们就很好，弟兄们就是比较年轻的弟兄们，就是把这些有需要的，包括福音朋友，你知道有的福音朋友家长都给我们，甚至那会儿没有电报了，甚至就真的就给我写救命啊，救命，要救救我的孩子。
And so brothers and sisters are helping those who have needs, including gospel friends, who we're calling like, help, help, we need your help here.
所以弟兄们很好，弟兄们就一起祷告，祷告了以后，然后就把这个聚会，这个弟兄们的力量分开，然后我们这个有些就留在这个本地，因为还要照顾嘛。那么还有的呢，就带领这些有需要的就离到这个去到比较安全的地方。
And so brothers pray together, and after they pray, help other brothers and sisters either.To go away to a safer place, but some stayed behind to take care of the rest.
你知道我们是真的是认真祷告的。
And we were very serious. We were seriously praying.
哎，我发现我们中间有的跑得很快。
Then we discovered some of us are running so fast.
我们这还没有安排好，他已经快都跑出去一百多公里了。
And we have not even finished praying and making arrangements. Some people have already run 100 miles away.
你知道他花了，后来他说他花了三天的功夫，终于你知道路上都是车嘛，跑也跑不快的。他后来这个使劲跑，他说他花了三天的功夫，终于跑到大概起可能四五百公里以外，那已经很安全了。
And there was this brother who, after 3 days of running, was able to run for 400, 500 kilometers away.
你知道我们这个还得安排这个怎么诉讼，怎么这个安排，人家已经都上路了。
Well, the group of brothers who are praying and still making arrangements, this other brother has already run away, run very far already.
因为他说他的车子是新车
And because he said his car is a new car.
对，新车不能被水淹的。
And his new car, you know, cannot be flooded by water.
所以他就努力了三天跑到了一个地方。
And so he used 3 days with his effort to run away to a different place.
你知道那个飓风哈，很奇妙的，从休顺绕过去了。
But it's very amazing that hurricane, it went from Houston and it turned and went to his place.
然后经过三天以后正好在他到达的时候正好跟他一样到达。
And really, after 3 days, the hurricane met him over where he went.
所以他的车子是在那个地方被淹掉的。
And so his car got flooded over there.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候我们说我们
Brothers and sisters, many times we said we're not going to run.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是以耶和华为可靠的？
But do we really have the Lord as our hope?
我们要依靠那永久的膀。
We have to trust in that everlasting arms.
神有的时候给我们兴起一些环境。
Many times the Lord will raise up circumstances.
我没有时间了，我好像还有两分钟，一分钟。我借一两分钟可以吗？可以借一两分钟可以啊，可以哈，谢谢。那么我就稍微提一下就好了。你知道在我们这个聚会哈，刚刚开始的时候，你说聚会刚刚开始，我们一共呢大概只有五个同工。
When our meeting started, there are only five responsible brothers.
我们几个同工，我们大家向着主的心还是蛮好的。
And we were all, our hearts are all turned towards the Lord.
但是突然之间，我们发现我们每一家我们的同工在工作上全都出了问题。
But then all of a sudden, we discovered that we have problem with our work.All of a sudden,
本来有一个同工本来就是待业的，根本他就没工作的。
There's one who is full time and does not have a job.
那么不是 full time worker， 是他就我们一起服侍，那么他那个时候待业，他没有工作。那么另外的有一个弟兄呢，他不知道为什么那个脚啊，那个最大的那一根的筋呢，突然断掉了。
And then another brother has a tendon that got hurt and was broken.
不是 heard， 就整个最大就全都断掉了。
Oh, it was like broken.
然后呢，那个时候因为他是小公司，在德国哈，小公司是不被保护的，老板立刻就把他给 fire 掉了。
Okay, and then because in Germany there was no insurance, and so the
不是，就小公司是不被保护的。
Oh, because the company was small, they cannot protect him, and so they immediately fire him.
那么另外一个弟兄呢？他在给人家做生意的时候，有一笔账啊，他这个把那个数据啊写错了一点，那个不是他的错，是别人这个不清楚。但是那一个生意的话，让他要赔差不多20-30万欧元的赔款。
And another brother, because of somebody else's fault, but then he became burdened that he had to, that like he was responsible somehow, and he had to pay 20-30 thousand euros.
第四个弟兄呢，他为那个公司好不容易建立起他那整个的那一套系统以后，公司过河拆桥就把他又给踢走了。
And then another brother built a system for the company, but then after he did that, the company didn't want him anymore.
然后第五个弟兄呢，他要生第二个孩子。
The fifth brother is going to have a second child.
他的公司宣布倒闭。
And then the company declared bankruptcy.
他是这个被裁员的头一批。那个老板已经给他看了他的这一个名单就在上面。
And the boss showed him the layoff list and his name was already on it, the first batch to be laid off.
所以我们加上我们六位弟兄嘛，我们坐在一起，我说我们的聚会还能聚吗？
And then including me, so can we still go on a meeting?
我们一共就六个人。
There's only six of us.
我们同工嘛，一共就六个，我们还能往前去吗？
So there are only six co-workers. Can we still go forward that way?
我们靠什么？
What are we going to depend on?
感谢主，我们有永久的旁边。
Thank the Lord, we have this great and everlasting arm.
我们有时间了，弟兄姊妹，这几家的见证。我想每一家的见证都是依靠那永久的旁边。
And the testimony of these five families, each family testify they depend on the everlasting arm.
弟兄姊妹，主是靠得住的。
Our Lord can be trusted.
人血肉的膀臂是靠不住的。
But the arms of flesh and blood is not trustworthy.
神的教会只有在永久的膀臂的底下才能得以建立。
The church of our, the Lord can only be built under the everlasting arm.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们安息的所在。
Because this is where we can have rest.
对不起，我这个，哎呀，我不知道为什么这好像一跟这个我们你拿不勒斯的一讲，我这时间都不够了，不知道为什么。
I don't know why. Whenever I speak to people in Minneapolis, my time just runs out.
这个我相信大家知道了，大家这个都经历。我相信大家现在正在经历，弟兄姊妹，我们在经历这永久的膀臂。
I'm sure all of us right now are experiencing this rest in this everlasting arms.
弟兄姊妹，血肉的膀臂永远靠不住的。
Brothers and sisters, arms of the flesh and blood is never trustworthy.
只有那永久的膀臂使我们得享安息。
Only, we can only rest in his everlasting arm.
我想关于这方面以后有机会的话我们再跟弟兄姊妹再有交通好吧。我想对不起我这个时间呢这个实在是没有把握住。这个但是我们知道我们的主是靠得住的。我虽然靠不住，但是主靠得住的。
Well, we'll continue the sharing in the future. The Lord is definitely trustworthy.
好吧，我们就停在这里。我们有一点祷告。
So let us pray.
天父，我们何等感谢你。
Father God, we really thank you.
你实在是我们所依靠的那个永久的膀臂。
You indeed are the one we trust, the everlasting arm.
你是何等一位奇妙的救主。
What a wonderful Savior you are.
你不仅把我们从罪恶这个死亡里拯救出来。
Not only have you saved us from sin and death.
你要把我们一直拯救到一个地步，让我们进到你完全的安息的里面。
You save us to a point that we can really enter into your rest.
你要让我们在你安息里面享受在基督里一切的丰富。
And in your rest, we can experience the fullness in Christ.
让基督成为我们的力量。
That Christ be our strength.
基督成为我们的盼望。
That Christ is our hope.
基督成为我们里面喜乐的泉源。
That Christ is the source of our joy.
主啊，我们感谢你，你说凡劳苦担重担都可以到你这里来。
We thank you, Lord, because you said, come all who labor and are heavy laden.
我们可以把罪的重担在你这里完全的脱落。
And we can have the burden of sin be rolled away from us.
我们可以把生活的重担完全在你面前卸在你的脚前。
And we can lay the burden of our daily living before your feet.
因为你是我们永久的膀臂。
Because you are our everlasting arm.
我们把感谢赞美归给你。
We give you thanks and praise, Lord.
让你的儿女常常依靠你这永久的膀臂。
That your children truly trust in you, your everlasting arm.
把一切的重担都卸给耶和华。
That we lay down all our burden before you.
让我们都进入你自己完全的安息的里面。
That truly we enter into your rest.
让你自己的旨意能够成就在我们的中间。
That your purpose will be accomplished amongst us.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，我想我们感谢主，借着我们的弟兄把我们带回到神原初的那个心意，就叫我们能够得安息，也带我们到了神的目的永远的那个最终的目的，也是叫我们能够得着从神来的安息我们也再次被提醒，主的应许是何等的可靠跟确定对不起，我忘了请你翻译。
That's okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank the Lord that through our brother, he has shown us that the Lord wants to recover us back to His rest, and that His purpose can be fulfilled in rest.
对，我们主的应许是那么的确定跟有把握。
And our Lord's purpose is so sure and secure.
只要是劳苦担重担的到他面前来，就一定能够靠着主得安息。
As long as all of us who are labor and heavy laden would come before Him, we will get rest from Him.
但愿我们回去之后，我们看重主给我们这个得安息的权利，得安息的应许。
That when we go back, we will really see how important and good it is to have rest in Him.
对，我们要回到这个根基，牢牢地抓住。
And we go back to this foundation and really lay hold on it.
也愿意主祝福我们弟兄在当地的服事。
And bless our brother for his service in Germany.
虽然距离很远，我们彼此激励，一同的往前。
Even though we're far apart in distance, but we encourage each other to go forward.
我想我们今天聚会就到这边。
Here ends our meeting today.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord. Bye.